This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. You've heard me talk about GoToMeeting.com. It's the easiest and most convenient way to host online meetings from your PC and Mac. Exciting news, now you can even take it to go on the iPad tablet. GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix, has a free app built specifically for the iPad. With GoToMeeting.com on your iPad, you can attend online meetings on the go, at a cafe, in a hotel, wherever you are. Just download the GoToMeeting app and join sessions on your iPad tablet in seconds. Connect the audio through your iPad or over the phone. I highly recommend GoToMeeting. These days, it's about saving time and saving money. And my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for a month. With a special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Colin. Be sure to use the promo code Colin. Save time and money. GoToMeeting.com now on your iPad tablet.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith gets passed, knocked away by Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in Central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Ah, wow. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis with you on ESPN 1550. We're still working on 1460, folks. Crossing our fingers that duct tape will hold and we can get that baby back on the air. But you're with us on ESPN 1550 and the World Wide Web, ESPNSuperstation.com. I hope you have if your friends are going, wow, what's wrong? What's going on? Point them in that direction and you'll hear all of the ESPN programming, the Royals games, all the football talk, the Doug and Daddy Show, and it's all right here. Sports updates and all that as well on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis in studio. I'm going to tell you what. If you try to pull what you did yesterday and tap me on the shin guard again, we will go.
Is that a promise?
We will go. You will be into some netting.
You know, yesterday you kind of had your iced tea and lemonade talk. You know what? Something hit me in the last week, one of those meaningless things.
And again, refreshing, just kind of last minute thing. You know, we have weird quirks like everybody else does, and I just wondered, you know, why would you, you know, you have all these picnics and you have all these get-togethers, and in the summertime there's so many things to drink, but then you walk through the line and at the end all there is iced tea. The least popular when it comes up to lemonade and water and sodas and all of that out there.
I would disagree. Like putting, it's the least
it'd
popular.
It'd be putting like a diet root beer out there. Okay, your only drink that you're serving you is a diet root beer. And again, tea is cheaper than lemonade, and I get all that. But it just, you know, I don't like tea.
Fair enough. Okay, here's one of my little quirks. Do you know two things in your refrigerator or in your cupboard that you very seldom ever run out of? You ever went through a bottle of mustard?
Yeah.
A lot of wieners it takes to go through. It's like the same bottle of, I mean, we've been married 3 years. It's like, that's got to be the same bottle of mustard. It hit me the other day. And honey. You only put honey on biscuits from Kentucky Fried Chicken. What else do you use honey for? That little damn bee stares at you every damn time you open the cupboard. He's still there. The honey's just down to his chin. It's constantly been in his chin for 8 years.
You gonna eat that cornbread?
Just mustard and hot.
I don't cook much, but sometimes you gotta buy stuff. I know that in the cupboard, I still have like some minced onion and something else that is old. I don't know how long that stuff lasts, but I don't mean months. I mean years old. I don't use a lot of things. I mean, my roommate eats some different stuff than I do, and I opened up the fridge the other day. I had some wings I was going to finish off. I don't eat ranch dressing and blue cheese unless I'm at a restaurant and put them on a salad or dip that. So I thought, oh, he has that all the time. So I grab out the bottle. November 2008. March 2007. Really? Throw it away. Throw it away. And I know I'm guilty, but I mean, you just think, well, how you buy that stuff and you've never used it, and I know I'm guilty. There's probably something in there that's the same way. And you go, it's not like that stuff rots overnight. It's not like a banana that's good for a week. That stuff is supposed to be good for 8 months. So 8 months plus 2.5 years still in there, and only like you said, it's the small bottle, and 3/4 of it's left.
Yeah, and I like mustard. I mean, it's not like I don't like mustard, but you look at the bottle, like expiration date is 4/7/2038. Mustard never goes bad, does it?
It's not supposed to.
But still, go check your cupboard. That damn bee, the honey, is right up to his chin. It's been up to his chin for 8 years.
You're right. If you need honey that bad, go get some takeout at KFC. Order the extra honey.
I mean, I can't imagine setting up a honey stand. Because once you, it's not like you got repeat customers.
888-455-ESPN. This is a sports talk show somewhat, kind of like the rest of the programs on this ESPN network. 888-455-3776. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox. We'd sure love to hear from you, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Got a pretty busy Wednesday show for you. Always on Wednesday, our Loper Link, and now we're getting fall sports underway. We're going to talk with women's soccer coach Mike Munch. They begin their second season in existence at UNK. They won their first game ever last year, opening night, big crowd, NCAA Division II record crowd. They did not win again the rest of the season, and they hopefully will have more experience and do better this year, and we'll talk with Coach about that. Our Big 12 football preview continues with Kansas's Chris Harris. He will join us on the show today, and we'll be talking to him about the Jayhawks and what will be going on with the new coaching staff, Turner Gill taking over, and what that's like. Corner Chris Harris from Kansas. And our high school football preview continues. State champions last year, Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks, finally got by, didn't have to run over Pierce. They were able to run the table, and they were a perfect 13-0. Now they drop down to C2. They will be the overwhelming favorite, not only in their district, but there's hardly anybody that thinks that there is more than one, maybe two teams that can even challenge them when they get to the state football playoffs. We'll see how Coach Carl Tesmer, his years of wisdom, keeps that all under control with a former or a future Husker in Zach Starrup on his team this year. So all that, Carl Tesmer, bottom of the hour. Also, our Big 12 preview with Chris Harris, corner from Kansas, and UNK soccer coach Mike Munch.
Doug, a little Nebraska football news update for fans out there. My people are telling me Mike Smith injured a leg yesterday. Could be a broken leg. Could impact that offensive line for the Huskers. So something to watch here in the next 48 hours.
And Mike McNeil, who many people thought could be the you put him as your Big 12 tight end, it looks like he may not even line up at tight end much. Sean Watson commenting yesterday that Brandon Kenny and Niles Paul are battling it out for the number one wide receiver spot. That's good. That means you've got two good ones out there. Niles yesterday was put on the Biletnikoff Award watch list for the best receiver in the country, and he's not even assured that he's the number one on the team, yet he is. And then also talking about Mike McNeil really kind of playing there, and Ben Cotton moving and getting some playing time at the tight end position.
Well, you know, and Drew Young's back at the tight end position too, our buddy from down the road at Cozad. So you've got some quality players there and people you think can step in. I'll be interested to see how many different positions and how many different sets. That's a tough thing, I think, for Mike McNeil. Everybody knows he can run a route, catch a ball. Very, very good possession receiver going down the field, can line up on a linebacker, probably faster than most linebackers, get open, get some separation. How many different positions and learning that offense when you go from a slot back to a wing back to that H-back, that hybrid back out there in kind of no man's land, you're going to be in the right place all the time, doing the right thing all the time. That's what I think you need to look out for when you just move over there a year ago and learning this offense. That should be interesting to watch.
The Huskers went through their fourth practice. They actually moved indoors yesterday so they didn't have to go through the heat, and that makes sense. You want to be out in the heat. Not necessarily every day, and they're supposed to go full pads today, so I imagine it's going to be a big-time practice outside, getting after it. And so wanted them fresh so they could get a good read on them. And we mentioned Niles Paul for the Biletnikoff. I didn't know about the Ted Hendricks Defensive End of the Year Award, but Pierre Allen's up for that one, a 36 in the country.
Cool.
So is Sam Acho from Texas. and Jeremy Beal from Oklahoma, who we talked to on this program. Jake Lapted from Kansas is on that. Alden Smith from Missouri is one of the semifinalists. Von Miller from Texas A&M is also on that.
Acho, remember what Chip said? Like Nacho without the N.
That's exactly right. Well, you know, glad you paid attention. Also, other news, Kearney Little Leaguers just couldn't get her done last night, and they have been eliminated from the regionals in Indianapolis, lost to Missouri 12-2, and just didn't happen. It just didn't happen. Young Mr. Murray, young Mr. Koski had good tournaments. Austin Murray hit 714 in the tournament. Mr. Koski hit 429 in the tournament for the Kearney Little Leaguers. So it will be Nebraska and Kansas eliminated. It will be Iowa versus the Dakota champions in one semifinal, and it'll be Missouri against Minnesota in the other semifinals. Those games will be televised on ESPN2 starting Thursday morning at 11 a.m.
I think that Austin Murray got a little Ord blood in him. Maybe that's shining through in Indianapolis.
It's the heart of a champion. It's the heart of a champion, 7-14. But they made it. I guess I was, again, we talked after they went 0-2 over the weekend. Get on TV. They lost by one run to the Dakotas, who won a couple games and advances on. So it just didn't happen. They didn't have a kid that could go out there and shut the other team down. And that's what you always see in the Little League World Series. Some behemoth that's 6'2 and weighs 175 pounds and he's 12 years old and he throws 76 miles an hour and kids have no chance at touching his fastball. And he blazes through and gets you into the Little League World Series. And so we'll see how that all plays
out. He's 12 or 15. Maybe 15.
Daddy, before we go to our first break, did you know that squirrel hunting season is open?
Did not. So be careful. Wear your hunter's orange, people.
Don't take that. Can you make your squirrel sound?
No, I don't.
You don't have a squirrel sound? Wow, really?
I don't know what it is. There you go. See, I'm trying to do that.
Hunters of all ages have a chance to work on their shooting skills and put food on the table, according to the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission. You ever ate squirrel?
Don't believe I have. Ate rabbit with you at your favorite place in Omaha, Bohemian Cafe.
Yeah, you had some Hassenpfeffer. I just wondered, squirrels, there's so many ways I want to go here and I'm not going to. No minimum age to hunt squirrels, Daddy, and did you know what the daily bag limit is for squirrels? You know, how many fish you can catch, how many quail you can thump, how many squirrels can you nail in a day here?
I would say 15.
7. Possession limit, 28. So just in case you wanted to go squirrel hunting.
How would one arrive at 7? Not,
hey,
not
open
five.
Up the cooler. Let's see how many squirrels you got in there.
29?
I can just see Joe from Family Guy going crazy on this. Hey, open up the cooler. You got 6 squirrels and 4 groundhogs.
5's not enough. We need more. Okay, how about 10? No, 7.
Little Jimmy.
Okay.
Let me get a bang. And 3 state records for eastern Nebraska fishermen. Daddy, is that where all the good fish are?
I don't know what they catch.
Ron Anderson of Omaha set the archery record for silver carp. The fish weighed 27 pounds, 11 ounces, and was 39 inches long, caught in the Missouri River in Douglas County. Marlon Weebelhouse of Why Not, one of the great towns in the entire state of Nebraska.
Why not?
Set the archery record for grass carp. The fish weighed 63 pounds, 7.5 ounces, and was 53.25 inches long, caught at Buckskin Hills Lake in Dixon County.
Nice.
Randy Opliger of Columbus set the surface spearfishing record for long-nosed gar. Does a guy go out fishing for long-nosed gar? 20 pounds, 15.2 ounces. 58 inches long, caught in the Platte River in Polk County.
I think, actually, my...
Me, fisherman, I have spear. You fish. Whoosh.
You know, it's kind of a strange story, but actually, me and my brother Reggie were fishing right outside of Kearney, the sand pit, and he got a 58-inch gar, but snagged it, so it was illegally hooked, but took us 45. The fish literally pulled the boat around, and he's like, "That's a $7.50 lure. I want the lure back."
You weren't in the boat, were you?
Yes, I was in the boat.
No, not
yes,
possible.
I was in the boat.
Wives' tale, urban legend. We're going to take a break. Loper Link is coming up with UNK soccer coach Mike Munch after this.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle, CharterWest National Bank.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
Hey, this is Scott to tell you about the Dog Days of Summer event this Saturday at Builders in Kearney. We're raising money for the Humane Society, plus having lots of doggone fun. Bring in your dog for a bath or get a pet photo taken. Or be here at noon to see canine cops Vader, Bruno, and Frank. And at 1, we'll start the Dachshund races. See details at buildersne.com. It's all to raise money for the Kearney Humane Society this Saturday at Builders in Kearney, where we do the Dog Days best.
Does it best.
There's a little flare into left field. It'll be a hit. And the run is in.
And the secret weapon does it again. The Royals take the lead 2-1.
And hit into the alley in right center field. Ichiro going over, but it is gone. A home run into the seats in right center.
Hi, everybody. This is Denny Matthews of the Royals.
This is Bob Davis.
This is Steve Stewart.
Join us for the next game brought to you in part by Builders, Kearney, and Grand Island.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Checking out our forecast, the Rotter Wednesday afternoon calling for that wall-to-wall sunshine, high in the mid to upper 90s. For tonight, becoming partly cloudy. Chance for an isolated rain shower storm to develop late. Overnight low near 70 degrees.
Currently 82.
It's time for our weekly Loper Link segment here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking all that is UNK as everybody's getting into fall practice. And the Loper Link brought to you, as always, by the College Store, 1420 West 24th, carrying campus authentic apparel. So real, the coach might put you in. And, of course, textbooks, supplies, and tons of Loper gear to get you ready for the fall semester of 2010. Also brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons. We have the loans at CharterWest. And, Daddy, we talk about the newest sport on campus today with Coach Mike Munch and the UNK women's soccer team. Again, we know it's a work in progress. Every conference has new teams with new schools, and we bring in Coach to see what year two is going to be like. Coach, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Well, I'm certainly glad to be here. Thanks for having me. It is year two. It's the start. You know, everything that starts afresh and new is exciting, and that's where we are. We're anxious to get started, and we know that we're definitely going to be better than last year. It would be hard to be any worse, but it was a process. We had to work our way through it, but we're ready to go forward now.
Coach, is a process, but one thing you knew coming in is you couldn't have injuries, and almost from day one with your program, you were just riddled with injuries last year. You get 10 players back, the return from last year's squad, including 7 starters, I guess at the starting point, but you're healthy at least.
Right. We managed to make it probably to the halfway point last year before they really started making a dent in what we were doing, and we went from competitive in every game to the fact that we just were getting pounded. And yeah, that's tough, but like you mentioned, we do have a good nucleus coming back. 7 of those that did start the majority of the year, and the best thing about that is out of those 7, most of them are going to be competing to hold on to what they've got, because we have 13 freshmen that are in, a couple of transfers that are going to be players that are going to be contending for starting positions. So the fact that those 7 may not start is a good thing. It's a good thing.
Loper coach Mike Munch is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What are the differences entering year two? There had to be so many unknowns entering year one. There's probably still some unknowns entering year two. What's some of the differences entering camp this year?
Well, we know that we're going to be much more athletic than what we were last year. We know we're going to be much more technical. We relied a lot on kids last year that weren't true soccer players. They were kids who had played some soccer maybe a couple of years prior to us starting the program. But the kids that we are bringing in now have all played at a good club level. They play for a good high school level. So we know that internally we're going to be a much better team. We also know, you know, what our conference is like travel-wise. We know what the competition is like a little bit. You know, so we know the lay of the land much more than we did last year. You know, so we feel pretty good that there's not going to be that much new territory to us. But, you know, there's in any coaching event, you're always going to have something pop up that's unusual or new. And we just feel that we're in a much better position to deal with that.
Mike Munch joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, when you're coming off a World Cup year, is there, when you're out recruiting, does there seem to be a renewed interest in the game as a whole, where maybe there's not in those other years?
Well, I think
does that a carryover into the fall at all?
Well, I think not necessarily for our team and for the people that are around our program. I think just in general, in the general population, I think people know that there's a big event, and they knew what was going on, and you know they may not be able to identify everybody, but they would know the big teams or the big names and things like that. And you know, I'm somebody who's followed international soccer since I was a teenager, so the fact that you know, you get the coverage that was out there this summer compared to what, when I was in high school going to Moody Coliseum on the campus of SMU to watch a closed circuit telecast of the 78 World Cup final in Argentina, you know, that's a big difference. So, you know, it is certainly something that's different. It's better. You know, they also had the international game at Creighton this summer where the women's national team played Sweden. And I know a lot of the kids I coach at the club level here in town went over to watch that. So, you know, all of that's good. And, you know, there are some places in the country where, you know, it's newer than others. And that's not an event that comes to Nebraska all the time. So that was very nice to see that happening. But, yeah, that's always something that I like to see, something that's exciting. And it adds to everything soccer-wise.
Love our coach of the soccer program, Mike Munch, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we start talking about a few of the kids that are on the team this year, we've been asking the coaches, the move is coming to the MIAA. Most of the coaches on the staff outside of you and Coach Cheney with the women's basketball that come off the top of my head have been established here and have connections to the RMAC. You may not have so many connections. What's all this going to mean for a young program?
Well, you know, that's like you say, that is a question that comes up. And it comes up for us in a number of ways. You know, it's a conference, the RMAC, that is very, very good on the women's soccer side. They've won multiple national championships. Over the last 5 years, they've become very deep from top to bottom. There are no easy teams in the conference. So in that regard, I don't mind it. I'm not attached to it in any way. I think soccer-wise, the MIAA has some schools that aren't quite as elite as the RMAC. They have some newer programs. Of the schools that are joining or would be joining if we join at that particular time, I'm familiar with Central Oklahoma and Northeastern State from the time that I was in the Lone Star Conference. I'm one of the few people that's probably been to Tahlequah, Oklahoma. And that's not a trip that you necessarily want to get to.
No. But Coach Bauer.
Yeah, it's something that I think, especially considering the newness of our program, it's not going to be that big of a deal. I know, you know, with our travels last year, the elevation, the altitude that we played at was always a concern. You would think that as we get better and more talented, that won't play as big a factor. But at least we know we won't have to deal with that if we make that move.
Coach, you knew, I guess, that you wanted to have kids from the area, kids from Nebraska, be the core of this team, but you knew you'd have to go elsewhere. A couple of the new kids come from Austin, Texas, and probably bring a smile to your face right away. Some pretty talented players, I'm guessing.
Well, definitely, you know, Texas is a big place for soccer. That's where I grew up. I'm from the Dallas area. The two girls that are coming in are from the Austin area, but again, that's a big soccer area too. You know, we're not going to make our living recruiting Texas kids, but if we can get one here or there, that's always going to enhance our program. But yeah, we want to get our share of Nebraska kids, and if we can get, you know, especially with us being in a conference right now, we're getting a lot of good Colorado kids. We're putting emphasis on kids from Kansas City. You know, but we've got to make our at least a large majority of our living in Lincoln and Omaha and in the areas around us as well. But, again, we've done very well since I've been here in terms of getting our name out there. A lot of the coaches, the high school coaches in the area know about us. We have involvement with them. So I'm very pleased with where we are both in the state and in the region recruiting.
A couple of minutes left here on Loper Lake with UNK soccer coach Mike Munch. Let's talk about, I'll throw a few names out. I'll let you pick one or two that you want to go with. But you've got a couple of kids that are coming in, a basketball player in Vanessa Leeper. You've got Melanie Patrick, originally from Hastings, went to UNO. Then you got a couple of kids that are trying to battle off injury in Alicia Crawford and Talisha Crayson. Maybe give us some thoughts on one or two of those girls as we get ready for the season.
Well, yeah, you know, that's when you have a new program, you're sometimes going to get players from different places and odd circumstances. Melanie brings us something that we didn't have much last year, and that's aggressiveness, physical play. We're very soft and nice and polite, and sometimes that's not always the best thing to be. But no, Melanie is a player that brings a little edge to our program. She's a physical player. Vanessa from the basketball team brings over some enthusiasm, some leadership that, again, maybe we didn't have. That's always going to be a good thing. Talisha Crayson is somebody that we're hoping we do get back at some stage. She's still dealing with some injury issues, but she's a very smart, very technically gifted player. We need her on the field if we can get her there. I believe Alicia Crawford's pretty much put that injury behind her. I think she'll be okay. Those kids are good kids. They're going to help a great deal. Morgan Abbott is somebody that's a transfer that played, was probably our most consistent player last year until we sort of overworked her a little bit. She's back, just our most fit player in our preseason testing, and just an outstanding kid. So, yeah, those kids are all big benefits to our program.
Well, you returned the goalkeeper, too, who saved 158 shots on goal. Now, she was taking on way more shots on goal than a lot of other goalkeepers had to endure, but she's back for you.
Yeah, and that's the statistic you don't want to lead the nation in, is saves. Marissa Nade is who you're referring to, and she's back. She's ready to go. Vanessa Leeper, the basketball player, also is a goalkeeper, so I expect those two to have a pretty spirited battle. And
do they have to be in the same shape as the other? Do they do the same conditioning as the other girls?
Well, they don't, and I don't require them to. Their fitness is a little bit different. But Vanessa, being a basketball player, has to go through many of the same things that our field players do. And she was at the top of all of our fitness tests as well. So it's very odd that a goalkeeper does that well. But Marissa herself is a very good person when it comes to our fitness testing. So those two did very well. And we have a couple of freshman goalkeepers in, too. They're going to have to step up because Vanessa and Marissa knows the lay of the land. They know what's going on. They're ready to compete. So the other two are going to have to catch up a little bit.
I think I'd be a goalkeeper. I don't know that running deal.
You'd cover more of the goal. I mean, that's a good idea there. Mike Munch joins us. The exhibition season actually begins this Saturday, the only home exhibition game, the Kearney Soccer Club under 18 team, and then you're on the road to take on a Lincoln under 18 team on the 17th and Concordia on the 21st in Seward to play some games. So you've got three exhibition games in 1 week. You start the regular season at Wayne State on the 26th, so it's just a couple of weeks away, and you've got a lot of soccer to play. What are you looking for in those three exhibition games?
Well, the first thing, we're just trying to identify who's going to be on the field for us when we play games that count. With so many new freshmen, when you recruit somebody, you have expectations about where they're going to fit in or what they're going to do. But until you get them on the field, you really don't know. So identifying the players, knowing where I need to play them, knowing where other people's roles are going to be, those are the things that we're trying to figure out. In addition, like I mentioned, we're trying to get fit, and we're not where we need to be, so we're having to spend a little bit extra time on our fitness. So
you can help them, Tony.
Yeah, I could help them.
Okay, well, yeah. I need some pointers, so come on out.
I can blow a damn good whistle.
I don't know. Oh, no, I thought maybe
no,
you could.
No,
oh,
no, no, no.
I apologize. I thought maybe...
No, you know what? I think Coach Munch will do just fine. The girls will get a couple weeks. And, you know, you're always disappointed. I think, you know what? You think it'd be in perfect shape. The coach is always going to be a little bit disappointed. The expectations are high. You want them in perfect condition. Maybe didn't get that.
Well, I know they would look at me funny if I was happy. You know, that's you're just not allowed to be content with anything right. as a coach, right? So, yeah, that gives us something that we need to work on, and that's okay. You know, we would always find something to work on. But, no, those are the two biggest things. It's just finding out where people belong and getting in shape to play the first regular season game.
Well, Mike, we appreciate you coming in and joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll get a chance, hopefully, to talk with you quite a bit throughout the season. And best of luck with the girls here in year two.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. And just let me know if you need anything.
He's another Cowboy fan, Daddy. We can always use more Cowboy fans in the world. There's never enough Cowboy fans. Coach Mike Munch and Loper Link, always brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And the College Store, 1420 West 24th, just south of the Health and Sports Center. They have your textbooks, kids, and they're the cheapest textbooks guaranteed. Stop by south of the Health and Sports Center, or if you're not in town yet, all you have to do is go online, thecollegestore.com, thecollegestore.com. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help saving for something important. With My Savings Plan, an online tool that comes free with a savings account, you can set savings goals and track your progress online. It's a free and easy way for you to start saving for the things that are really important. We'll even give you expert tips and guidance based on what you're saving for. Let's get started. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today and talk with your banker about My Savings Plan. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Come see for yourself at the Summer Safety Event. Through August 23rd, save on all tires. All tire brands, all tire sizes. Plus get an all-wheel vehicle alignment for only $69.99 on most cars. And Spectrum Conventional Motor Oil is now on sale for only $149 a quart. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Checking out our forecast, the Rotter Wednesday afternoon calling for that wall-to-wall sunshine, high in the mid to upper 90s, for tonight becoming partly cloudy. chance for an isolated rain shower storm to develop late. Overnight low near 70 degrees. Currently 82.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. And don't forget, at lunchtime, the Chicken Coop is the place to be. At dinner time, the Chicken Coop is the place to be. Football time, Chicken Coop is the place to be. Golf, pennant races, Chicken Coop is the place to be. Wednesday nights, Big Burger Night in the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney, definitely the place to be. For just $5, any of the burgers off the menu, like their 7-ounce ground chuck and fries every Wednesday night. Cheeseburger, mushroom burger, bacon burger, legendary Totally Jack burger. It's all there for you. The burger off the menu plus fries, $5 from 5 to 10 every Wednesday night at the Chicken Coop. Check out a couple of the new items on the menu. The walleye dinner, the broiled walleye filet seasoned in your choice of Cajun, lemon pepper, or even put a little wing sauce on there with a couple of Chicken Coop sides. You're going to love it, folks. And Mondays, bull fries and carne, French fries, only $5.99. Those are Mondays only from 5 to 10, plus boneless chicken wing night for only 40 cents. Choose from any of their 13 wing flavors every Monday night from 5 to 10 while you're enjoying Husker games, football, volleyball, the NFL package, the, of course, NBA package when we get to that, Major League Baseball package, all there because there's not a bad seat in the house on all their HD TVs. Open 7 days a week because, well, you're hungry and thirsty 7 days a week. That's going on at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Well, our high school football preview continues today on the Doug and Daddy Show with the defending C1 state champion Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Can they do it in C2? Nebraska's hoping to win the Big 12 this year and the Big 10 next year. You get a rare opportunity to do that, and they are the preseason number one team in the state in C2, and the longtime head coach of the Bluehawks, Carl Tesmer, joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Coach, a lot of questions out there, but none of them are about spots that you got to fill in, and I know as coaches in that first week of practice, that's one of the first places you guys are looking. There are maybe more expectations than even last year about this team dropping down to C2 and just being so much better than everybody else. I guess my first question is, how do you make sure that that doesn't seep into the boys' heads?
You know, that's a real good question, but I really don't think our kids have brought it up. We don't talk about it. We just talk about ourselves a little bit, what we're going to have to do to make ourselves better, either as a player or as a team. And if you do that, then everything else kind of takes care of itself. And I always said, regardless of what class you're in, you know, I've coached in B and C1 and C2. It just seems like there's about four or five teams in every class that can just about play with anybody, you know. And so there's plenty of competition around. There's always, some teams that are going to be there. And then there's the rest of those teams that are going to play you tough anyway.
Coach, you're going to have a new quarterback this year. It's come down to two juniors, I believe, battling for that job, and an Ostrander kid and a Hamburger kid. How's that battle going right now?
Well, you know, pretty good, really. And the thing that we probably aren't going to do as much as we have in the past is throw the ball, not because of necessarily receivers. You know, Schwenka just did a nice, and we don't throw the ball a lot anyway, but I look at both these men more as option quarterbacks and play action quarterbacks, and they're both doing a fine job, and I feel that Xander Schmidt down at the freshman level is just doing a great job right now, he's a sophomore, I'm sorry, and so we've got plenty of good competition. They're good athletes. All three of those young men are good athletes, and so they're going to be good leaders and good quarterbacks.
Carl Tesmer, the head football coach at Hastings St. Cecilia, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Coach, I guess that's also a question for the staff. When everybody knows about Zach Stirrup, you got Nate Susie up there, you got Joe Wallmeyer up there. That line is so incredibly large that it should be pretty simple for the quarterback to turn around and hand it off to any running back, and there should be wide open holes. How do the coaches keep from just turning around and handing it off every play?
Well, good question. We like to run the ball, of course, and you know that's just our philosophy here. And you know, we feel that teams that run the football become hard nosed and punishing in that respect. And the nice thing about, you know, and you mentioned some young men, Wallmeyer played in for Creekak and started seven games last year till Creekak got well. And we know that Zach, you know, and all the attention he's gotten, but Consbrook on the other side, Jordan Consbrook at tight end is just an outstanding blocker. And then the one Ellie, we got the Ellie twins, and one of them has gone to guard at 200. He's just had a great summer and is having a great camp. And then Wilhelm is in there, and Sheehy is at about 6'4", 230 or so, and he's had a great summer and lifting and working hard. And so we've got a lot of people who are really going to make that offensive line go, and they're going to play on the other side as defensive line also. And so, you know, our backs are quick. We're not quite as big, you know. We don't have the Ben Conan in there at 200 at fullback, but we're at 195. And we don't have the 205 or 210 at I-back, but Ben Tomczak's at 205. And Ben's kind of a transfer student, you know. He's been hurt 2 years. He's finally healthy, and he's been in our system, and now he's a senior, and at 5'11", 6 foot 205 with good speed, we haven't lost much there. So we're going to be an awfully, awfully good football team again. I really think the defense is going to be our strength, but our offensive and defensive lines are look about as good as we've looked for a long, long time.
Usually you have to ask the coaches that have been through the reins a lot and been through the rigors this type of question. So I do want to ask you, Coach, when you've got a kid that's going to the University of Nebraska and Zach and all these kids on the line and so many teams, they're just not going to match up. And we joke a little bit about how easy it might be to just turn around and hand off the ball because they're just going to blow open some holes. How can you and what do the guys do? What do you do in practice to help these kids develop for the next level so that they don't get complacent and get double teamed and just dominate everybody?
Well, and that's the you're exactly right about the double team. You know, when we were on the other side of the ball, anytime we had a player that was imposing, we ran away from him. And so luckily, you know, we're in a situation that we're going to be as strong away from Zach, or that we can put Zach on the strength side of a lot of teams' strengths, you know, with the idea that when you're forced to go away from what you do well or like to do well because of people that are in those spots, it just makes it that much tougher on you. And so, you know, we've been on the other side of it. I've been on the other side of it. The beauty of it is we've got enough people that and Zach, you know, even though he plays left defensive end, you know, Consbrick's over there at 6'4", 230 or 240 playing right defensive end, and we really think that Jordan is also a D1 player. So, you know, with that, and then you start looking at maybe people going inside. We're awfully big in there with Susie at 250 and Tremel at 260 or 80 or whatever he's at. And then, you know, with Sheehy in there and Wallmeyer in there and Tremel or Wilhelm is in there. And then our two linebackers are, you know, we thought we were going to be young there, but I think the two seniors, the two Ellies, are going to be, you know, a challenge really hard for that spot. You know, we've got the depth there. We're balanced. I think that we're balanced enough on both offense and defense that Zach Stirrup's just going to have a great, great year, and that if people want to go away from him or double team, pretty tough to double team that defensive end out there, you know. He's down in there at tackle, but defensive end is pretty doggone tough to double team him. Plus at 6'8" or 9 and 270, you know, you don't move him much. You get into him and tie him up, but you don't move him, and so he stacks things up in there. So, you know, all of that just adds to our, you know, advantage for us, and I think makes us that much stronger.
Carl, with so much success over the years, when you have a player like Zach, does he remind you of any former player in either one of the lines, offensive or defensive?
Oh, without a doubt, you know, he goes back to the John Perrell, and I'm blessed. You know, we've had so many good, and we've had a lot of players play at the Sullivan boys who played at the NAIA level, but at the higher level there, you know, you got to think of John Perella, you know, a kind of a player who played with Payne, who was very, very tough, very physical, and had the size to play at the next level, you know, and then could run, you know. The thing with Zach, the thing that's makes him D1 is he can run. He's got great flexion, and he can bend at the knees and at the hips, at the waist, but he can run, and that's what makes him so valuable. Not just the fact that he's so big, but he can run, and that's why he's had so many people after him. But John Perella, without a doubt, John could run. He could play with Payne. He just kept getting bigger and bigger every year, and he finally finished his high school career at about 6'5", 230. But Zach is so much bigger than that. And then John went on to get that, to put on a lot of weight then in college and play in the pros at right at 290 or 300. So Zach reminds me an awful lot of him, but we've had other players. I could throw those names, Monty Dixon in there, like I said, and the Sullivans in here. And then around here, Aaron Johnson, and I always hate to put too many names out there because Matt Stirrup, Zach's brother, was certainly, he's at Missouri State. So lots of people, but Zach and John Perella were kind of right now, I think, kind of in their own category.
Carl, 276 wins. You kind of eyeballing that 300 in 2 years. How many more years you want to do this for?
Well, if I live that long. And I really don't. I always said 1 year at a time has kind of been my motto around here. And unless they fire me, I'll just wait and see how I feel. But I'm enjoying it very, very much. As long as I'm enjoying it, I guess the wins and goals are not that important. The relationships with the players and being able to get out of bed and go to work and teach. And, it hasn't happened overnight. It's been 40 years of coaching, 35 years as a head coach, 40 years of teaching. And so I still enjoy it. But it's going to be 1 year at a time.
Daddy, Carl Tesmer's no dummy. He's got the AD on his football staff, so he knows where to butter the bread, folks. Carl, last question before we let you get out of here. The district that St. Cecilia is in, Donovan Trumbull, Superior, Sutton, and Thayer Central, none of those teams are really predicted to have 8-0 or 7-1 type seasons. A lot of folks think that your toughest two games will both be on the road, so I guess if we're going to look for something to put the challenge out there, Blue Hill Week 2, Ravenna Week 4, I guess just your thoughts about maybe the two toughest opponents being on the road.
Well, anytime you play in a team that's been in the finals 3 years in a row, you've got to have tremendous respect for them. Donovan, Coach Breckner's just done a great job with them. They're improving every year. Thayer Central's always played well down there. When Les Hill was there, he kind of got tradition really rolling there. And we know that Ravenna can play good football. Kearney Catholic, is back into kind of the hunt a little bit. They're spread out. They go after it. They do a lot of different things. Sutton had lost a good transfer in the Schaaf kid. That'll hurt them a little bit, but they're still going to play you hard. And the Superior was young and coming, and then I think they lost their coach. And I looked for them to be a little bit tougher last year, and I think the coach changed. Not that it wasn't a good one, but it just a change hurt them. But they were young, and I looked for them to have a lot of people back, plus we play there. So, we got plenty of challenges and things to think about. I don't know if I've left any. Wood River will be at our place. But I don't know who else I've left out. But we'll have 1 week, just like I'm saying, 1 year at a time. Our approach is one game at a time, and with the target on your back, you never have to worry about people giving you their best effort. And we've talked to Zach Stirrup a little bit about that, about players that are looking for a chance to see how they size up too. So all of that's going to make it plenty of a challenge for us.
Carl, thanks so much for the time. We'll visit with you before the state finals.
All right, thank you.
Take care, Carl.
Yeah, bye.
Carl Tesmer, there's one way that they're not in the state finals.
And who's heavily favored, Howells in D2 or St. Cecilia in C2?
Howells.
Well, they're both right.
They're just
there.
So incredible. And I say that because there's just there's more of a chance to have better athletes in C2 than there are in D2, and that's the only reason I say that. We'll take a break. When we come back, our Big 12 preview brought to you by Bruce Furniture. Chris Harris, the cornerback from Kansas, will join us to talk about their football team and the new coach in Turner Gill.
You know what 2:30 in the afternoon feels like, right? You're sleepy, groggy, dying for a nap. So what do you do? Run for the coffee? Grab a soda? But how long does that last before you're back for more? Try this instead. Take 1 5-hour energy, then see what the rest of your day feels like. It sure won't feel like 2:30 anymore. Instead of sleepy and groggy, you could be bright and alert without the jitters. 5-hour energy is packed with B vitamins, amino acids, and as much caffeine as a cup of the leading premium coffee. It has zero sugar, zero herbal stimulants, and only 4 calories. The 2-ounce shot takes seconds to drink, and in minutes, you're feeling like your old self again. And that feeling lasts for hours. So replace all those afternoon coffees and sodas with 1 5-hour energy. 5-hour energy. Hours of energy now, no 2:30 feeling later. Individual results may vary. In a clinical trial, 5-hour energy significantly outperformed placebo on continuity of attention and self-related alertness. Neither 5-hour energy nor placebo affected blood sugar or mood. See 5hourenergy.com for more information.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where it's time for our Big 12 football preview today. We catch up with Kansas cornerback Chris Harris.
Continuing coverage of Big 12 Media Days from Dallas, brought to you by our friends at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. Go to brucefurniture.com to get your entire household set up with some really good sleeping-type furniture, Daddy. The couch, the chair, whatever you want to watch a little Kansas football in, Husker football, Cowboy football, and I'm talking Dallas, not Oklahoma State, but whatever. They've got it for you, Bruce Furniture.
Well, maybe you're tired after a game and want to just lay back in a recliner from Bruce Furniture. That's what Chris Harris would do.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Defensive back for the Kansas Jayhawks joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for stopping by and giving us a minute today.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Well, Chris, obviously some changes at the University of Kansas, and a boy that we know real well in Nebraska, Turner Gill, has taken over. And I guess survival of last year, not the way things really everybody wanted them to come down, but now it's move on time. Yes, tell us a little bit about what it's been like going through spring ball, summer workouts with the new coaching staff.
It's definitely been pretty good. The transition's been going pretty well. They've came in with a positive aspect. The atmosphere is everybody's ready to compete and start this year and get last year's out of here and ready to start playing.
Is there a major difference that stands out to you that really just night and day different between Turner Gill and Mark Mangino?
Pretty much, I would say that Coach Gill, he tries to teach us a lot and tries to walk through a lot of stuff with us, as in Coach Mangino, he'd probably just tell us once and we'd have to pick it up ourselves.
You take a look at the way this football team had built itself up. How disappointing, and what, I guess, from an insider, from a player's role, what did go wrong last year, did you feel?
It's just a lot of things weren't going our way. We had a lot of games that we were right there and just let the games just slip out of our hands. We just couldn't finish a game, and it was kind of hard. I would say, I guess it was a lot of internal stuff going on that was at our hands that we probably couldn't control out there on the field and stuff. But It was definitely hard losing those tough games.
Chris, you bounced around between cornerback, safety, strong safety, free safety, whatever you want to call it. What's your natural position? What position do you love to play?
Oh, definitely corner. It was definitely shocking to move back to corner after last year because the first game I played so well at safety. That was the best position I thought for me. They asked me what position I wanted to play, and I definitely wanted to play corner.
That's one thing that people say. You know, you're not a speedster. You're not get down and run a 40 and 4.19. That's something very few people do. Yeah. But you've got a nose for the ball, and you stick your face mask on somebody's chest and put them on the ground.
Yes, sir. I definitely, I'm not scared to tackle anybody or being around the ball. I don't have a problem with being aggressive.
You guys have had some pretty good players in the secondary during your tenure, and you're the next one. Who'd you learn the most from while you were coming through the Kansas system as far as an ex-player, maybe?
I'll probably say Keith Tlaib and Daryl Stuckey. I played with Stuckey for 3 years, and that was pretty much my best friend. We always did stuff together, and I learned a lot from him and how work ethic and how to get ready for games and stuff like that. And Keith, he just pretty much just – I had to learn by fire with him, just pretty much practice. I did every drill with him, and I pretty much learned on the field more. Stuck taught me more and preparing for games.
Chris Harris from Kansas joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Douglas, go ahead and follow that up.
I was just going to say, you've got some young kids that are now trying to follow kind of the same footsteps. Do you feel comfortable with being the teacher now instead of the pupil?
Oh, yeah, I definitely – I've been playing. I played in every game since I've been in college, so – I've definitely had the experience to help them out and to teach them, and that's what I've been doing. We've been having voluntary workouts this week since we got finals, and they all just work out with me, all the DBs, and pretty much teach them and get them ready for camp.
You know, Chris, it's well known that one part about Kansas football that's really impressed Turner Gill was the depth. And the way you guys play in that secondary.
That's
one thing he's been freely outspoken about. Just that confidence, how much did that help you guys?
Oh, it definitely gave us a lot of confidence. Our coach believes in us. He expected us to go out there and make plays, and he definitely showed a lot of confidence in me. We play boundary and field now, so it's different, a little different coverage. So I play nothing but the boundary. So I expect to be on the top receiver every play, every game. And I feel like that's a role that I'm ready to fit.
Kansas's Chris Harris joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio in Nebraska. Chris, the offense had really been strong for a long time now. Yeah. Nobody has given them much respect because there's so many new guys coming in. You're given a chance to go up against them a little bit in spring ball. Give us some positives. Tell us why you think the offense is going to be better than a lot of people think.
Because really what I've learned is you can't win any championships without running the ball. And mainly the past couple of years, our focus has been passing. And you can't name any championship teams that won passing the ball. There's just not Texas Tech. They throw the ball. They always get their yards passing. But championship teams win by running the ball. And that's definitely what we're focused on a lot this year. And our run game, we got a lot of talented running backs, lots of running backs that are pretty much under the radar with Angus Quigley, Tobin Okwuorom, and Real Lewis. And we got a true freshman coming in, Bourbon, and he should be pretty good. He looks very good right now, and we're just ready to see what he looks like in the pens.
Chris, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the atmosphere, mayhem that is.
Oh yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
Great young man.
Have a good day. Good seat.
Great young man, Chris Harris, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by the fine folks at Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, and Holdridge. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter and go to their website at brucefurniture.com. All sorts of tools to design a room with new furniture for your home. Daddy, South Dakota State, they're getting into it, baby. They've now scheduled Kansas for 2012. Of course, the Huskers play them this year. They've played Iowa State and Minnesota in the past. They play Illinois this year. They play Minnesota in 2015. They're just moving up to Division I, and they have signed on to play Kansas. Former Tampa Bay linebacker Derek Brooks officially retiring today. Would you pick Tiger Woods on the Ryder Cup?
You got to, don't you? Yes, you got to.
Okay, we're both on the same page there. Yes, I would as well. I think we went through about everything that we need to go through on today's show, except to tell folks that if you're going to get a cheap buffet, and I'm talking in money, I'm not talking in the actual product, because the product's so awesome every time we go there. Godfather's.
Well, they're now open at the new location, North 2nd and 42nd Street in the Archway Plaza, just west of Complete Nutrition. Bigger and better. Two dining rooms for your seating pleasure, a game area, a new lunch buffet. Served 11 until 2, 7 days a week, only $6.50. That includes your salad bar. Godfather's Pizza is oh so fine. Dine in or call 234-9444. Full catering services, room for private parties. Hey, check them out today. Try the new calzone, plus enjoy ESPN on several of the big screen TVs while you eat. Godfather's Pizza, North 2nd and 42nd, new location.
Open 7 days a week? $6.50, 11 to 2 every day? I don't get it. I don't understand it. It's just too good to be true, except that it's not. Godfather's on the Hill in Kearney. We want to thank our guests on today's show, UNK women's soccer coach Mike Munch. Big 12 football continued with Chris Harris, the corner from Kansas, and to Carl Tesmer, the head football coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. Tomorrow, we'll talk with Hastings High's Rick Rebarger as our our high school preview continues. Also, Tri-City Storm coach Drew Shenick's in town. We'll catch up with him. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. If you got questions for Joe about your fantasy football team, email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow, hopefully on 1460 and on 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.